Perek Dalad, Mishnah Zion. Hamatish Nechasav. One who takes his possessions, he takes a group of his possessions, and he sanctifies it at the base of Mikdash. He makes it hektish. And amongst his possessions is an animal that is fit to be brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach. Zichar Munakevis. Males and females. For example, a male lamb and a female lamb. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Zicharim, the male lambs, Yimachu, sell them. The Tzorchi Olos, take the male lambs that are befit to be brought as a carbon ola, sell it to someone who needs to bring this lamb as a carbon ola. So sell it to a person that can bring it as a carbon ola. Unikavis, and the female lambs that are not befitting to be brought as an ola, because you don't bring a female as an ola, sell to a person who needs to bring a carbon shlamim, so we'll do a carbon shlamim instead of an ola. And now with the money that you've collected, with the mayan and the money that you got from these animals, yiplu, they'll fall, imsharen nechasim, along with the rest of the possessions that you are sanctifying to the Beis HaMikdash, lebedek habayis. Bedek habayis is the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that stam hekdeshos lebedek habayis. If a person just says, I'm giving this to the Beis HaMikdash, in general, without any, you know, stipulations, he means the bedek habayis, the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Even things that are befit to be going on the Mizbeach, like a good carbon. Nevertheless, because it's fit to go on the Mizbeach, we want it to be brought for something that has to do with the Mizbeach. Therefore, only sell it for tzorchei Mizbeach, for the needs of the Mizbeach. Sell it to somebody who needs to bring an ola. Sell it to somebody who needs to bring a shlamim, right? And they say an ola because he wants the entire korban to be burnt up on the Mizbeach. There are various types of korbanos. Some korbanos, the owners eat part of the korban. But here he's giving it to the Beis HaMikdash. He wants every single part of it to be part of the Beis HaMikdash. So dafka and ola. So the male lambs will be sold as an ola. The females cannot be brought as an ola. So you know the next best thing would be a shlamim. But the point is that we can get whatever we can get. We want to be going towards the Beis HaMikdash. As you know, you sell it for what it would be, what it's cut out for. So the karbonos for the karbonos. But lamaisa, the money that you get, that just goes to the storage, to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, because stam, if a person says, I'm making something hektish, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's referring to the bedek habayis, the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why he's saying sell these items, but sell the karbanos. But nevertheless, he wants the karbanos to be brought as karbanos, so he sells it to the people that need to bring the karbanos. Again, an ola is the best thing to bring, because that's totally burnt up on the Mizbeach, totally used for the Beis HaMikdash. But the female lambs as a shlamim, because that would be the next best thing to be brought on the Mizbeach for the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Zicharim atzman, the actual male lambs, yikruvu olos. Take the male lambs amongst the possessions. So there's a bunch of things here. Could have been his car, his keys, whatever it is. So all those things just go to the Beis HaMikdash. But the animals that are befit for a carbon on the Mizbeach as an ola, as a complete burnt offering on the Mizbeach, don't sell them. Those things you bring as an actual carbon. Unikevos, and you bring as a carbon ola, totally burnt up. And the female lambs, you can't be brought as an ola. So then you machu sell a tzorchei zivchei shlamim to a person that will use in its place a carbon shlamim, the next best thing. And then the money that you got from that sale, we have with mayan olos, and then take that money and purchase a carbon ola with it, and then burn it on the Mizbeach as a carbon ola. Don't just throw it to the bedek habayis. Rabbi Yeshua argues on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said that stam, in general, when a person makes something hektish, he means he's referring to the bedek habayis, the upkeep. So we want the end result of everything to be just for the upkeep. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Things that are for the upkeep are for the upkeep. A rake, a shovel, this, that. But karbanos are meant to be used as karbanos. And therefore the males, just zicharim atzman yikivuolos, just burn them as they are, as a carbonola. The females, so then sell them to a person that can use it as a carbon shlamim, so it's getting that carbon purpose. But the money that you get, don't just give it to the bedek habayis, to the upkeep, buy with it a carbonola, and burn that carbonola in its place. Because Rabbi Yeshua holds that when a person makes something hektish to the Mizbeach, he wants the animals totally, totally burnt, and that's why he has his shita. So the male lamb, according to Rabbi Yeshua, will be brought as a carbon ola, and the female will be sold as a shlamim. That person would bring as a carbon shlamim, and the value taken by a male lamb, and then bring that as an ola, and not just, you know, throwing it to the bet of kapayis like Rabbi Eliezer. And then, of course, he concludes with Shar Nechasim, you pull the bet of kapayis. Everything else, just give to the bet of kapayis, and that's just self-understood. So the rest of the possessions of the group would go to the bet of kapayis. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Roa Anias Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Mi Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. I like Rabbi Eliezer's words better than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer, Hishva es midaso. Rabbi Eliezer, he's a straight shooter. He's covered the halacha. He sets the halacha equal to all the nechasim, all the possessions, meaning everything goes to the bet of kabayis, to the abim of the mizbeach. Either the things themselves, or if you have to sell them, you sell them and the money goes to the bet of kabayis, but everything goes to the bet of kabayis. Rabbi Yeshua chalak, Rabbi Yeshua starts making differentiation that the animals go on the mizbeach, the rest of the possessions go to the bet of kabayis, and even within the animals, the difference between the male animal and the female animal. So Rabbi Akiva likes Rabbi Eliezer's words better than Rabbi Yeshua. Comes along, Rabbi Papias says, Shemati Gedivishne, and I've heard, like both opinions, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Shamak is beferish, when a person makes it explicit, he says, Behema si, my behema, unechasai, my possessions, should be lehektish, should be for hektish. Then it's like Kedivri Rabbi Eliezer, like Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Because since he explicitly said, my behema and my possessions, he didn't just say, my behema should be on the mizbeach. My possessions should be for the Bedek Abayas. He doesn't say that, he just says in general, my animal and my possessions should be on the, for hektish. So then we say that in general, he means that everything should go to the Bedek Abayas, to the upkeep. So that would be a case like Rabbi Eliezer. Whereas Vahamak Dishtam, one who just says, you know, in general, my possessions should all be hektish. So then, Kedivri Rabbi Yeshua, that would go like Rabbi Yeshua. Then when a person says, Stam, I'm making something hektish, so then you match everything up. The animals to the karbanos, and then the males for this, females for that, and then everything else would go for the Bedek Habayas. So if he doesn't stipulate, just says in general, we assume that he means, you know, each thing to where it belongs. The male animal to this, that says an ola on the mizbeach, the female is a shlamim, and then the female you sell it, and then you use it as a shlamim, but the money you take, you sell it to a person that'll use that animal as a shlamim, and the money you take and purchase with it an ola, and everything else, of course, for the bedek habayis. So Rabbi Papia says, depending on what comes out of his mouth, it could be like Rabbi Eliezer or like Rabbi Yeshua. So there's a number of opinions on what to do over here. And Lamaisa, the Mishnah says that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, since Rabbi Akiva liked his words better than Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, moving on to Mishnah Chas. Hamakdish Nechasim, one who sanctifies his possessions to the Beis HaMikdash, to Stam in general. V'hayi behen, and amongst them is Devarim, things Ru'uyin Lagabi Mizbeach, things that are fit for the Mizbeach. For example, Yenos, wines are fit for the Nesachim, for the libations. Shmanim, oils, and some add slasos and fine flowers that are befit for the menachos, for the mincha offerings, va'ofos and birds. Rabbi Elazar Omer, not Rabbi Eliezer from the previous mission, this is Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar says, Yimachru, sell them, letzarchi oso hamin. Sell to people that need wine and oil for nesachim, or birds as a karban. So sell it for the purpose that it would normally be used for, the people that could use the wine and the oils for the nesachim or the birds for the karban. V'yavi b'dmein, the money that you get from it, bring that, take that money and purchase with it olos, karban olos. Again, it's looked at out of a pasuk that a person that makes a vow or a person gives a gift voluntarily to the Beis HaMikdash, it should be used as a ola, because an ola is totally burnt, so the entire value is going to the Beis HaMikdash, not to a karban that, you know, that some goes to the Beis HaMikdash and some, the owners may be eating it. And the ola is totally burnt on his be'ach, so it's kulal Hashem, the whole thing is for Hashem. And it's interesting also, he says that, let's just say you had, you know, the wines and the fine flowers, you sell them and you purchase it with an ola. But what about the bird? I could bring in a bird ola offering, a bird burnt offering. There's ola sa'of, a burnt offering with birds. So you see, he learned it out of a pasuk that no, only actual animals. So even in this case where he gave a bird, don't bring the bird as an ola, because he says dafka animals, meaning domesticated animals, behemos, like lambs. Sell even the bird and bring with it a behema, domesticated animal, as the ola offering. Ushar nechasim, and the rest of his possessions, the rake, the plow, the broom, whatever else he's donating to the Beis HaMikdash, yibul b'derek habayis, you know, you could sell it and use it for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, and that wraps up Mishnah Ches.